You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
We'll do this last one before we invite Mr. Pazman and friends up. It's called Holler Stop Dance off the new CD.
Yeah.
that lie in the cold room. Me and you, the wolves, possums, cats, and a cover of the coup. Dance around that fire till the sun breaks through the tree. Down in a sacred hollow that none of them humans see. When the sun comes up, we're gonna have to shut that party down. We know them other humans to find my sacred party ground. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, 89.3 FM, station making waves. All right, that was Broken Arrow Blues Band from a CD called Live in Detroit, self-released CD that just came out this year. Before that, we heard several tracks from Bootsy X's final LP, Women's Love Rights, a tribute to Bootsy X, rest in peace. Right now, as promised, we have in the studio, ready to do a live set for us, Archaic Spatium. Are you ready, gentlemen?
Absolutely, Scott. How you doing?
All right, I'm doing good. And you guys?
Good. Real good.
Doing great.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. All right, whenever you're ready, let's do it.
All right, we're going to start this one out. It's called Throw It in the Sun. Thank you.
brakes on every sound that breaks. Push your heart just to see how much you take. Or throw our cares in the sunshine. The money and the team of stuff. Watch the cosmic rays as the bomb goes off. Maybe it's our time to go out alone. Or to
listening to WHFR.FM, Station Making Waves, live in the studio. We have Archaic Spatium. Well, gentlemen, you want to introduce yourselves real quick?
Sure, Scott. I'm John Casbar, playing bass and backup vocals.
I'm Robert McDade, playing guitar.
Paul
singing.
Paul Fiebig, keyboard.
Joey Mascheri, drums.
All right, gentlemen. You got a show happening tomorrow, correct?
Oh, you got it, Scott, man. We got a big one going on in Hamtramck at New Dodge Lounge tomorrow with the awesome Velveteen Rabbit, which I know you're familiar with. And
yes.
And it's also Grommet's fifth album release show tomorrow.
Fifth album, okay.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have to check that out. And then there's one other band. What is it?
Yes, ILO, which stands for I Live Once, and the Kung Fu Lovers. They are actually, I think you will get a really kick out of them if you check them out. They're very high energy, and it's going to be our first show with them, so we're excited to be playing with them as well.
All right, and that's at the New Dodge in Hamtramck.
You got it off Joseph Campo.
Okay. All right. Got another track for us?
Absolutely. This next one we're going to be doing is Waves of Nausea.
Okay, go for it.
I don't wanna be born
right. You're listening to WHFR, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. Got live in the studio, Archaic Spatium. All righty. Anyway, that was Waves of Nausea that you just heard there. Tell us, you got a release coming up soon?
Yes, we have our first LP coming out in spring. We're not sure the exact date, but we're hoping for early spring to have a nice release show in April.
Okay, and that's going to pretty much feature the tracks that we're hearing today?
Yeah, it's going to feature pretty much all the tracks on our first album, and then we're also playing some extra ones for you guys today as well. So it's going to be our first album. We're really excited to drop it, and we're excited to tour on it.
Okay, let's get to the next one then. Says Behind the Veil?
Yes, Behind the Veil. It's a it's one that we've been doing for a while, and it's actually one that's trending on the internet right now as well.
Okay, and how do we get you guys on the internet?
You can go to our Reverb Nation page, www.reverbnation.com/archaicspatium, or you can go to our Facebook as well, and we're also in the process of getting a .com as well. And there you can go and check out all of our merch and our songs and our videos and such.
All righty. Well, without further ado, let's do Behind the Veil.
Sounds good.
It really is much faster than a life that live one time. Moving forward, moving faster through the burrows of your mind. Just be careful what you find. Don't be caught up in a bind. Go and screw with time, the future of mankind. Man, you just messed up again. Nothing really is much faster than a life that lived one time. Moving forward, moving faster through the burrows of your mind. Just be careful what you find. Don't get caught up in a bind. Build your soul, you lose your mind.
Live in the studio, Archaic Spatium on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. That was Behind the Veil. So how long you guys been doing this?
Well, we kind of got together, I would say, last year. It's kind of a funny story. I remember calling up Bobby and saying, hey, man, we should go in the studio and record some tracks because we've been in bands together over the years, just as well as Paul has with Bobby. And I was a drummer forever. And me and Bobby, our last band, I was a drummer. And he's like, hey, well, we need a bass player. Come on in and play bass. And went over there and started playing with these guys. And the rest is history. So just over about a year, I would say. Just over a year, right, guys?
Yeah, about a year. Okay. I used to play percussion in my old bands. And then when I switched to keyboard, I already had the rhythm down. Then I just had to get the melody. Mm-hmm. And, yep, really enjoying it. And I love this band. It's been a great year. Things are really coming together. I love Hamtramck, the New Dodge where we're playing tomorrow. It's a great venue.
Okay. You do know that a keyboard is a percussive instrument, don't you?
Right, yeah. So that's why the transition was...
really wasn't that much of a stretch.
Yeah, not much of a transition at all, exactly.
Okay.
It's a string.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's definitely a lot. It's real sweet that we all have a history together. You know, the drummer. I've known the drummer pretty much all of our lives. You know, so it's we're really humble four people, and we all get along very well, and we just love having a good time and rocking shows.
Oh, that's good. That's better for us then.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to another one. We got Moons and Stars.
Yes, Moons and Stars.
All right.
This is one of my favorites. This is one for the ladies.
I'm telling you now, it makes me feel like I'm getting high, high. Oh my pardon, oh my angel, that's just starting to do it again.
Listening to WHFR, the station making waves, live in the studio. We have Archaic Spatium. I hear a lot of different influences there, gentlemen.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. One thing that I personally like about the band, and a lot of feedback that we got from press and a lot of people actually that come to our shows, is the whole like classic rock with the newer. You know, classic rock sound with the newer age sound. I mean, we're kind of bringing back rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much what we are. Everyone asked, you know, like, well, what would you classify yourself as? And I have to say, honestly, you know, we're straight rock and roll.
Yeah, they got to give it titles every decade just to make it, you know, cool again. You know, classic rock, alternative rock, grunge,
right.
all that stuff. What's that?
Rest in peace, John Lord, the keyboard player for Deep Purple.
Yes.
Passed away a couple of years ago. That's one of our major influences.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Smith, the great Hammond B3 player.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What else we got? Dust Brothers. When I heard the organ on Sissy Neck by Beck, I was that was one of the songs that made me want to play keyboard, that butter tone organ.
Mm-hmm. I even hear some 60s in there.
Yeah,
the
can't forget Ray Manzarek.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay.
All right, and let's see what we got now. No One to Blame.
This is a song about vices. How everyone's got one, and then we're going to do what we're going to do, right?
Mine's music.
Nice.
I like it.
That's a good one. It's the best one.
All right, guys. Listening to the Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays. This is what we do from 5 to 6. We have a live band in there. You know, it was just brought to my attention. Have I been pronouncing the name of this band correctly or not?
We go by Archaic Spadium.
Okay.
We've been kicking around a few things, and that's what we stumbled across, and that's what we've been using for about the last year or so. It's actually... Bobby had a side project going on that, and when we all got together, we couldn't figure out like a sweet, solid name. So we went with this, which is perfect for what we do because it's Greek and Latin for ancient space, and we're kind of spacey rock and roll, so I mean, it kind of fit.
Okay. Well, I've been saying spacium. I apologize for that.
Oh, that's okay. We get
that's technically correct.
Yes.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But we'll say it Archaic Spadium from now on.
Right on.
Okay. And one more time, well, maybe a couple more times, but you have a show coming up tomorrow night, the
correct.
New Dodge.
Yep, New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck off Joseph Campo with the awesome Grommet, the amazing Velveteen Rabbit, and introducing ILO and the Kung Fu Lovers. And also that'll be there too, Scott, is one of our sponsors. Don't be afraid of Detroit.com. They are a clothing line and a whole movement, and they're going to be there with setting up vendor stuff so they'll have their stickers and all kinds of sweaters and t-shirts and everything for sale along with all the other merch from the other bands as well.
Okay, well, we can't really say anything about buying or anything like that, but you know, if you want to check that out while you're at the show, that's certainly cool.
Absolutely.
Okay, what do we got for us now then?
This next song is called Say Something.
Say Something, all right. We'll be right back.
out all your dreams. Butterfly wings, singing the things that nobody sings. Turn it down, cool it down, feel it down, say something
down. All right. You're listening to WHFR, the station making waves. That was a track called Say Something. All right. We figure that one out, gentlemen?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
yeah,
we're going
to... one thing I wanted to say too, Scott, is we have a... we're giving out free... CDs at the show tomorrow. First 30 people in the door tomorrow I'll get free CDs.
Okay, well, that's certainly some incentive to possibly check the show out if you're interested. Again, happening at the New Dodge Lounge in Hamtramck, Michigan, off of Joseph Campo. It's a really nice place. I've been there before.
Yeah, we hope you all can make it out there tomorrow. I'd like to see everyone over there tomorrow. It's going to be a good time, a lot of good bands, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, and you said you have a full-length release that's coming out in the spring.
Correct.
And do you know the title of it yet, or are you still working on that?
I think we're gonna go self-titled.
Self-titled?
Yes.
Archaic Spadium? Yeah, okay. So we look forward to that.
Right. This next one that we have is it's a real go-getter. It's called Soylent Green.
Now, is that any at all like influenced by the movie itself, or?
Yeah, it is. Charlton Heston is one of my favorite actors, but yeah, it's definitely influenced by the movie.
Okay. The original one, not the remake.
Not the remake. No, not the remake. No. No, it's just basically about you're eating people.
Spoilers. Well,
yeah, spoilers. I tell you what, you don't even know what you're eating anymore when you grab something off the grocery shelf. Between GMO and everything else.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's take it away. Soylent Green.
All righty.
One, two, three, four! Shot red is the way that you look if you're drinking and smoking. You won't drop dead if you're trying to think and drink and scheme. So when you wind up where you want them to know, try your hardest to die if you take it slow.
right. You're listening to WHFR, the station making waves. Live in the studio, we have Archaic Spadium. That was a track called Soylent Green, influenced by the science fiction movie from, what was that, 1972, I want to say?
I do believe.
Sounds right.
Yeah, you remember 72, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eye.
I was around. Not for long, but I was around. But, yeah, classic science fiction movie with Charlton Heston. That was right around the time he was doing those other ones, like Omega Man.
Oh, yeah.
The Planet of the Apes series.
Oh, yeah.
That's the stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And I definitely like the original ones a lot better than I like the remakes. I don't know what it is.
You can't forget, Ten Commandments.
They just had Ben-Hur on the other day.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Now, that is a classic. If you ever get to check that out. Almost 4 hours, too.
I wonder how many movies that guy did.
I don't know. He did quite a few.
Yes, he did.
Had an amazing career. Anyway, let's see. You guys want to take turns and maybe just tell us a little bit about yourselves? I mean, besides the music thing.
My name's Paul Fiebig. I play keyboard. I'm also into electronic music. I'm influenced by Basement Jacks, DJ Dan, Armand Van Helden. Let's see. I like to do eclectic remixes. I like to mix Miles Davis with Basement Jacks, Jimi Hendrix with DJ Dan. Just I love eclectic, obscure electronic music. Newer artists, I'm into like Ronnie Size Represent. Let's see. I mentioned Beck before. He's a big influence. And yeah, so I like everything old and everything new, you know, back from Jimmy Smith and Miles Davis up to, you know, us.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm Robert McDade. I go by Bobby, as my friends know me. But I just enjoy spending time with my daughter besides hanging out with the band and doing the music thing. And I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and music is my main passion. I've been doing it a long time. I've been in such bands as Blue Sunshine and Nova, and we were together for years and years. That's back in the day. But now I'm doing this and just enjoying what we got going on, and this is one of the favorite projects that I've been in. So, yep.
That's great. The main thing is to enjoy and have fun, right?
Well, absolutely. What I say about music is when you stop having fun, what's the point in doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. My name is John Casbar, and I do bass and backup vocals, and I music is my life. I mean, I could live without a television, Scott. If I have a stereo, man, and some good records and some good music, that's all I need. I love writing. You know, I'm a big songwriter, and I like to write poems and short stories as well. I've been doing that since I was a kid, and I really like writing, and I love my music, and those are my two biggest passions in my life, I have to say.
Do you have anything published at all, or?
No. I never really took that road of trying to pursue that. But besides what I have patented for lyrics, no, I've never really published anything as far as short stories or poems are concerned.
That's something you got to work on maybe in the future.
I think so. I think it's definitely it's always been intriguing to me, literature and that sort of thing. So.
Yeah, John's a great writer.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you, brother.
Well, in a sense, that's what you're doing when you write music too, right?
My name is Joe Macheri. I've been playing the drums for probably about 14 years now, since I was 8. Youngest one in the band, my wee lad. But yeah, I've been involved in the marching band through school, jazz band, wind symphony, symphonic. I mean, I really love the drums and just, you know, what they can put on the table. You know, they're a really basic instrument, but if you get creative enough, you can make a lot of things out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to say my big influence would probably be Mitch Mitchell, for sure.
Mitch Mitchell,
yeah.
Okay.
Favorite drummer of all time.
That's a name you don't hear as often he's usually overshadowed by his other band member. You know, what's his name?
Who's that guy again?
Not ringing a bell.
All right. What do you got for us now, gentlemen?
We have a next song that we're going to be playing. It's called Mr. Sadness, and it's a good ballad, actually. I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, take it away.
All right, you guys, we should probably, we're going to have to maybe cut a couple short.
That's fine. This is fine. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. Mr. Sadness has just let me down today. There's no frown today, 'cause I found a way. Digging trenches in the hardest places to hide away. That's okay. Problems feel me 'cause I'm made of bed. And they don't care, and I don't care. I try just because I must. Stars up, turn to rust. Mr. Sadness has just let me down today. There's no frown today, 'cause I found a way. Digging trenches in the hardest ways to hide away. That's okay. Problems feed me 'cause I'm made of air. And they don't care, and I don't care. Just because I must. Stardust, turn to rust.
Listening to WHFR, the station making waves, live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. All right, gentlemen, tell us again now, where can we find your stuff if we're interested?
You can go right on our Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/Archaic Spadium.
You know what? Sorry to interrupt, but why don't we spell that for our listeners, just in case?
Sure. Reverb Nation, R-E-V-E-R-B. NATION. That's Reverb Nation. It's a great site. I'm sure most people are familiar with it. And then our band name is Archaic Spadium. And that is ARCHAIC and SPATIUM.
Okay. I just figured we'd clarify that just in case. Sometimes, depending on what kind of search engine you have on your computer, if you don't put it in exactly the way it's supposed to be, sometimes you have some difficulties there.
Oh, absolutely. And then, yeah, you can go to any search engine on the internet and just put our name in there. And because we have such a far out there name that, you know, all our stuff will pull up. You won't have no problem going to any of our links.
Yeah, the chances of it going, do you mean, and then having 500 other choices is pretty slim to none.
Absolutely.
All right. Do you gentlemen have anything else in the future as far as any live shows coming up at all? Or
yeah, we have a show coming up at the Old Miami, in Detroit, January 25th.
Okay. And yep. Do you know who you're playing with yet?
Yeah, that's another one we're going to be playing with ILO and the Kung Fu Lovers. And then we actually have a band called Injecting Strangers coming from Cincinnati, Ohio. They're going to be coming to play with us as well. And the awesome Marjorie's Kane. They are going to be headlining, and it's going to be us for January 25th.
At Old Miami. That's
over
on Cass.
Yep.
Yes, I'm familiar with that place.
I love that place. especially the outside.
Well, during the summer anyway.
Oh, that's great.
All right, what do you got for us now?
This next one we're going to do is called Element Tree.
Element Tree, all right. Listening to WHFR, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show every Thursdays from 4 to 6. And during the 5 to 6 o'clock hour, we have a live band, which we do right now, Archaic Spadium. All right, we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. We got a few more minutes. We got time for at least two or three more tracks.
Okay.
And I guess you gentlemen can decide what you're going to do next. Are we going to stay on the list here?
You guys want to go for Overflow and Walter?
Walter right now?
Want to do that?
Sure.
All right. So we're going to do Walter?
Yeah, Walter Cronkite. I think we're all familiar with him, right?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. He used to do something like on the news, I think. And
yes.
There's a strange story about this song.
Well, you want to tell us real quick?
Yeah. When I wrote the song, I actually thought he had died.
Okay.
And I wrote the song thinking he was dead, and then he died a month later.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think it was your fault. Wow, that's kind of spooky there.
It is a little spooky.
It's almost like you predicted the future.
Yeah.
Just don't write a song about me anytime soon. I will. Okay? Whatever you do.
The song Sorcerer is an instrumental that we have.
Yeah.
All right, take it away.
Sound and wave, pandemonium's okay. Still living on the ground, nowhere. Where will you run to when I'm gone? All is the same, nothing's changed.
Listening to WHFR, the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. All right. You got a time for a couple of more there?
Okay.
Overflow and Sorcerer?
Sure, sounds good. Want to rock out Sorcerer first, guys? Let's do it. A little instrumental here, Scott, called Sorcerer.
Sorcerer?
Yes.
All right, we'll give you a second there. I see you need to set up a little bit. Again, we're doing a live show tomorrow at the New Dodge.
New Dodge Lounge, yes. 8850 Joseph Campo.
In Hamtramck with Velveteen Rabbit and Grommet.
Yes. Yeah, we're very excited. We've been looking forward to the show for a while, so we're very geeked. We haven't played a show with Velveteen Rabbit in a while. We played one with Grommet not too long ago. We had a whole film crew out at a show in Hamtramck back in opening day, and Grommet played with us. But we haven't played with them in a while either, so we're looking forward to it.
Sounds like a good time. Tomorrow night at New Dodge in Hamtramck. All right, you said this track's Overflow?
So we're going to do Sorcerer first.
Oh, Sorcerer first. I'm sorry. Okay, let's do Sorcerer then. WHFR.FM, the station making waves. Live in the studio, Archaic Spadium. We have the track Sorcerer we just heard. You know what, gentlemen? I think we got time for two more. How's that sound?
Okay.
Overflow 151?
Sure.
Okay, we got about 4 minutes. Can we do two in that time, or how does that work?
I think we might be able to do one, but if we can maybe pull off two, the song called 151 is only about a minute and half. But this next one we're going to do, Scott, is called Overflow. It's actually a personal favorite of mine, I'd have to say, to be honest.
All right, well, we'll try that one first and see how it goes, but Overflow.
Try.